We are learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We said that Akhira L'mafreya, the Megillah, you're not Yaitza. And the Gemara said, Hu Adin Hal, Kriyashma, and Tefillah, you're not Yaitza. Kriyashma, how do you know Kriyashma, which we spoke out, means in the same parasha, you can't read it out of order. How do you know you're not Yaitza? The time limit in a Braisa. Like we spoke out, that Kriyashma, if you say, V'hoyim Shema before Shema, you are Yaitza. And the reason is, because in the Torah, actually, Shema is the... It's not in that order anyway. It's not exactly in the order. They're not in the same parashah. They're all different parashahs. They're not mamish in order one after another in the Torah. Therefore, you could read it in different orders. It's not ma'akim. That's what it says in the Mefarshim. It brings down also. Kriyashma detanya, Kriyashma kiksava divrei Rabbi, v'cham ma'imrim v'chal lashon. So the Braisa talks about if you're glad to say Shema in other languages. So Rebbe says, Kriya Shema has to say Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh and not a different Lashon. Chomay Rim B'chol Lashon can be said in any Lashon. My time with the Rebbe. What's about Rebbe that has to be written in Kiksava? On Makro, the Pasuk says, V'hoyu ha'devarim ha'ila v'havayosham Yehu. It has to be exactly how it was given over, which means B'Lashon HaKadosh. Rabbanon, my time. What's about the Rabbanon? That they say it could be B'chol Lashon. On Makro, Shema. So Shema Yisrael, we learn from there, Shema can be said in any language that you understand. But Rabbi Nami Yaksiv Shema, we do it to Pasuk Shema. That you have to hear what you say. When you say Shema, you can't whisper so quietly that you can't hear yourself talking. You have to be able to hear yourself talking. And you're not Yaitzef not, like the Shita of I think, of Rabbi Yaisi and Mishnayis and Brachas. That you have to be Maitzi Mepicha. What you say, Rabban Savi? No, Kamandi Omar Hakari Shema Avlo Yishmi Lo Ozli Yotza. Like the Kamandi Omar Mizaklus Brachas that says that if you read Shema and you didn't hear yourself talking, you are Yotza. So therefore, the Rabban used the word Shema for something else to teach you B'chol Lashon. Rabban Nami Yaksiv Ahayu, which Masva has to be the way it's written. You shouldn't read it backwards. Here's your makar that Shema should not be written, should not be read backwards. The Rebbe has he knows Shloyikum Afreyim and Allah has he know Midvarim Hadavarim V'hoyu Hadavarim Eila should be in order from the word Hadavarim. She said V'hoyu Devarim Eila. What's Hadavarim? Teaches us that has to be in order. Rabbanon Devarim Hadavarim L'Mashmul. He doesn't hold it at Rasha. So upon him, what is in our Gemara? Now our Gemara has Machlekes. The Mishnah, the Braisa Machlekes. You can say it B'chol Lashon. And from the Pesukim, the extra Pesukim, we see that the few Rebbe it's from. Free Rebbe from Vahad Devarim, and according to Rabbanon, from Vahayu, that it can't be in Mafreya. Just a side point, what does it mean, Kola Tayr B'chol Lashon Nemra? No, we'll see in a second. Let's see the next Gemara. Lema, because we have Machlekes, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, if the Shema can be said in every language. Lema Kesava Rebbe, Rebbe needs a Pasuk Vahayu to teach us that it has to be Lashon HaKadosh. Lema Kesava Rebbe, Kol HaTorah Kula B'chol Lashon Nemra. It sounds like Rebbe holds that really all Kriyas HaTorah can be done in Kol Lashon, just Shema not, because you need a special pasuk to say that you can't say that Lashon HaKadosh. These are the Lashon HaKadosh Nemra. If the whole Torah anyway had to be written Lashon HaKadosh, had to be read Lashon HaKadosh, Lomali L'michta V'hayu, what do you need V'hayu for? Anyway, has to be Lashon HaKadosh. That's the Gemara Tainus. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Torah B'chol Lashon Nemra? So Rashi says, when it comes to Kriya Satira, it has to be B'Lashon HaKadosh. So Freik Taisvis, Kriya Satira is not the Raisa, it's only the Rabbanon. So I tell you, besides the Parasha Zachar, everything, all Kriya Satira is the Rabbanon. See, it's not a Stav resting what it means. So therefore, Taisvis says it means that certain Parashas in Torah you have to read. Like by Chalitza, you have to read the Parasha of Chalitza. By Egarufa, you have to read the Parasha of Egarufa. By Vidu Maisa, by Bikurim. So that all has to be done B'Lashon HaKadosh Dafka. So Rebbe must hold that's all Lashon HaKadosh, that's all B'chol Lashon. Why? Because you need V'hoyu by Shema and say this is Lashon HaKadosh. Everything else B'chol Lashon. The Gemara says no. Really everything is Lashon HaKadosh. But you would think Shema is different. Yitzrich Sakatayitach Shema K'Rabbanon. The word Shema means like the Rabbanon can be B'chol Lashon. Kasar Rachmanu V'hoyu. That even Shema, which says the word Shema, still has to be Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh. Lema, the Gemara says now the opposite Shaila. Lema Kesav Rabbanon called Torah B'Lashon HaKadosh Nemra. Let's say the Rabbanon hold that Torah has to be read Dafka B'Lashon HaKadosh. If you could read in every Lashon, B'Chol Lashon Nemra, Lomali L'Michtav Shema, what do you need Shema for? It's like a regular Torah. Why didn't Shema teach us that Shema can be B'chalosha? It's like the rest of the Torah. So Marzano, it's just all that, you know, V'hoyu. Kerebi, since it says by Shema, we're V'hoyu, we think it's Daf G'losh and HaKadosh, Kasa Rachmona Shema. Therefore, the Torah writes Shema. It bothered me, just don't say V'hoyu or Shema, and then you're good, don't say either one. So I didn't see the Kasha anymore. You have to say it because you need those words for all the drushes, for the other drushes we had before, for Hashma Aznucho, or for Mafreya. So you need the other Pasuk anyway, Sak upon him, therefore you need the other Pasuk to counteract the other one's drasha. Upon him, Ad Kana Gemara with Shema, we know Shema cannot be said on Mafreya, and we had a Machlaikis, if two other Machlaikisim, if it could be said B'chaloshen, and also if you have to be able to hear what you're saying. And now we're going to go to Tefillah, which means Shmoina Esrei. Tefillah and all, how do you know Tefillah has to be in order? The Tailent and the Braisa. Shinra Pekuli histi Shmoina Esrei Brachos Mirama Gamil al Seyda B'yavna. Shinra Pekuli set up the 18 Brachos al Seyda in front of Rav Gamil B'yavna, which this Shimon HaPekuli lived in the times of Rav Gamil and Yavne, which means right after the second base of Mikdash. Om Rav Yechonam, Arm Lov Masit Tana, it was much earlier. It was before that, it was right before the first base of Mikdash, right before the second base of Mikdash, in the time of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Masit Tana, Meyo Ve'esim Zekenim, 120 Zekenim, Vehem Kamu Neviim, a lot of Neviim were part of that, Tiknu Shmoina Esrei Brachos Al Seder. The Masakin, the 18 Brachos Al Seder. It means Shmoina Esrei, the Seder and the Brachos are from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, which was before the first, before the second Beis HaMikdash. At that time, between in the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash or the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, that's when Shmoina Esrei was Masukin. Now, what does it mean Al Seder? So, the halacha is that if you say it out of order, you're not Yaitza. So what happens if you skip one of the brachas? You have to go back to that bracha. So let's say someone says Shmoina Esrei, right? And he's up to Kavah Shofar, and he remembers he forgot the Hashiveinu. He has to go back to Hashiveinu, and then repeat in order, Hashiveinu, and Slach Lanu, Re'evenenu, Re'feinu. He has to go in order. That's how he speaks out the Maskel Hister, that he has to go back and start in order, because always Shmoina Esrei has to be in order. Now the Gemara is going to bring the pshat in the order, and where's the makar to say all these brachas? Tanu Rabbanan, Menayin Shem Avos. How do you know you mention Avos? Shneamar. It says in the capital of Mizmor David. What? The Gemara's question is not is, what's the makar? What's the makar in the psukim for this? We know who's masakin it. What's pshat in their order? And where's the makar from Sukkim? Yeah. It all comes from Sukkim, and the order comes from Sukkim. We'll see. Most of the order comes from Sukkim. So it says in Mizmor LaDavid that we say on Shabbos, Mizmor LaDavid, Havu LaHashem b'nei ilim, Havu LaHashem k'vay v'oyuz, Havu LaHashem k'vay t'shmoyish, Tachvu LaHashem v'hadras k'aydish. Those are the first two Sukkim. And we dash from there, the order, and you have to mention these things. V'nayin sh'aymrim avos, how do you know you have to mention avos? Shneimah, Havu LaHashem b'nei ilim. Mention in front of Hashem the b'nei ilim, which is the Avos HaKadoshim, the Elim, the strong ones. V'nayim Sh'emim Gevurah, Shneimah, Havu LaHashem Kavod V'Ois, show Hashem's power, that's Gevurah, Ois. V'nayim Sh'emim Kedushois, Shneimah, Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemoy, Shtach V'Hashem Hadras Kodesh. So you see from here, either from Kavod Shemoy, some Rishonim speak out, Rashi's master from the word Hadras Kodesh, they say the Kedushois Hashem. That's the first three brachas. Ma'ro Lema Bina Acha Kedusha, how do you know you say At the Chaynein after Kedusha? Shneimah says in the Pasuk, V'kedishu es k'dosh Yaakov, v'esel k'ei yishol yaritzu. It says you're going to say k'dushas Yaakov, which is Hashem. You're going to makdash the k'dosh Yaakov, which is Hashem. V'esel k'ei yishol yaritzu. You're going to praise. And v'samach lei. Next pasuk says v'yodu soye ruach bina. You're going to teach the lost ones bina. So you see, bina has shaykes to k'dusha, so it comes after at the k'dosh, comes out the chaynin. Maro Eloyim at Teshuvah Achabina. What's the makar to say Hashivenu Avinu Sarasecha after, which is Tshuva Achzirenu V'Tshuva Shleim V'Fanecha? How do you know that Tshuva is after Bina? Nechsev V'Levava Yavin. Your heart will understand V'Shav V'Ripaloi, and you'll do Tshuva and have a refuah. So Tshuva comes right after Bina. Yachi Leim Refuah Basra. So then the next bracha should be refuah. We have the first three, which are obvious, Gvura is Kedusha, then Bina, then Tshuva, which is number five. Number six, Shavir 4. Why is it Slach Lanu? Yach, Leim Refuah Basra, the Tshuva, Rabbi Tshuva. No, let's talk about the Chsiv, it's in the Pasuk. V'yashoy v'al Hashem v'yarachmeu, do Tshuva, v'al akinu ki yar v'al islayach. It says, right after Tshuva comes Slicha, comes forgiveness. So that's why you say Slach Lanu. Freit the Gemara, Maicha Slach Ha, Smaicha Ha. We have a pasuk with vav yavim v'shav ripalai. So that's one pasuk. And the other pasuk says the other way. So v'rafalai, not ripa, v'rafalai. And the other pasuk says v'yashav al shem v'yachmei v'al kenem garav v'shloach. So how do you know which pasuk is more important to know which way to go? So the Gemara, there's another pasuk. Says another pasuk. Hasaleach lechol avanoichi. That Hashem gives us a kaparo lechol avanoichi. Harayfei lechol tachlu aichi. Hagoyel mashach haschayoichi. So the pasuk and says that amatrach has rachim. Says another pasuk. So the pasuk says after saleach comes refuah. So saleach comes first. So therefore, we know that salicha comes after tshuva because there are two pesukim, and this pasuk is machria that refuah comes after salicha. Refuah basa slichi. Great Gemara. Mice about ksiva shav v'rafaloi. It says a shav v'rafaloi. Mice that's mashma after tshuva comes refuah, and we said after tshuva comes slicha. Zok the Gemara who lav refuah the tachluim here. That pasuk v'rafaloi does not mean the refuah of the choli haguf. Doesn't mean a physical sickness. El refuah the slichi. It means getting healed from the averus. So refuah the slichi. Okay. So now what would come next? Chorus come next is refuah because refuah got pushed off. But what comes next would be refuah. We come now. It says also hasaleh kol avanechi v'harayfe l'chol tachloichi hagoyel mashachah. So it says harayfe which will be next. That's Mar's kasha. So Mar says why do we say geula now? Ma'aro loy me geula b'shvius. Why do we say the geula in the seventh bracha? Amarava matoich shasid megal b'shvius. We will met Hashem. There will be geula in the seventh year, which means in the Shemitah year. The figure kavu b'shvius. Therefore, the seventh bracha is geula. Freiti Gemara v'amamar b'shishis in the sixth year kailos. You'll hear like kailos of Mashiach and b'shvius mechamos. The seventh year will be mechamos. But much of shvius after Shemitah dov ben dov abba Mashiach comes. So the question is, the seventh year is full of mechamos. It should really be on the eighth bracha. So you know, ba mechama ben abba. The more mechama nami aschad the geula that. Mecham also is the beginning of the Gula. And therefore, we say the seventh bracha. Now, very important Rashi here. Rashi speaks out that the bracha of Geula, Re'enu v'nei Re'enu, Gleinu Geula Shemar Shemecha, is not talking about Mashiach. That Geula. It means the Geula of our Tzaras to happen right now. You should know what to have Kavan when you daven. Rashi says, V'av pegav dehai Geula, lav Geula de Galusi. Elo shi Gleinu m'ra Tzaras habas aleinu tamid. Well, since it's he says the Habirchas Kibbutz of Bin Yerushalayim and Semach David, that's the bracha of Geula. But if Philahachi keep the shame Geula Allah, we put it in the seventh. This is the shame Geula we put in the seventh bracha. Okay. Well, my royal name Refuah B'Shminis. Why do you say Refuah in the eighth bracha? So the obvious question is, I'll tell you why you make a Refuah because you this is supposed to be here already. So what's the question? So Ritva says that we have it since you already pushed it off. Maybe push it off further. It's already pushed off, so it doesn't have a makom anymore. I am the Marsha and Rishash have different shaltim. My ro loimer of four b'shminis. I'm a Rav Achab Matoich Shin Nitna Mila b'shminis Shvicha four. Since Mila is on the eighth day, which is your four, so you put that on the eighth day. Feel Kavu b'shminis. Then we put the four for anyone on the eighth bracha. What?
It's like that.
What? I got pushed. That's a new reason. Yeah. Totally new reason. Yeah. My ro loimer Birchas Hashanim but she is. How do you know that Mavarech Hashanim that asking for a good year in Panasa, in your tefuah is in the ninth bracha. It's going connected the people who price gorgeous. The chsiv says in the pasuk, "Adam Melch Davins Shavar Zeroya Rasha, break the hand of the Rasha." And Rashi explains what David Melch is davening is: please give plentiful tefuah for the world, and therefore there won't be any makom for a price gorgeous guy to overcharge everyone because there'll be plenty. Because overcharging prices is not a good thing. Even when they don't have, even when supply and demand, it's not mutter to just rip people off. And that's why he davened a special capital for this. And when the capital said, he said in the ninth capital. Now, if you look in our Tehillims, this capital that we're referring to is actually capital Yud. It's Loma Hashem Tamid Barachok Talim Itim Vitzara, Litois Vitzara, and that capital, it says in this pasuk, Yaroi v'mistuk Ari v'suka, Yerav lachtiv ani, which Rashi says here, it sounds like I'm stealing from ani. So Rashi says, who steals from ani? Teretz Yisrael means making the prices too high. It's in that pasuk it says Shavar Zeraya Arasha V'Rot Hidushu Rishav Al Timsa. So it's really in the 10th capital. We're saying we do, why we do 9th bracha, because 9th capital is the 10th capital. So Rashi and Tosfos ask this kasha, and the basic teretz is that according to Rashi and Tosfos, according to Rashi, the capital test in Yod is one capital. One capital is one parak, and therefore it's a ninth, comes out the ninth. And Rashi even had a tzad that the Aleph and Beis are one also. He says those are two, and this is a ninth, and the ninth and the Yod are one capital. Tosfos takes issue with this because it starts with Rashi about the first two. I and Tosfos. Back upon him, it's a ninth capital according to our Gemara. Why do you say to Kabbalah Shofar after Berachas Shalom? So it says in the Pasuk, Va'ata Hore Yisrael, the mountains of Klal Yisrael, Anavichem, Titenu, Perechem Tisu, to give peres and branches and things are going to grow, Givaldic. It says, Va'atam Hore Yisrael, Anavichem, Titenu, Uperechem Tisu, Ami Yisrael, Ki Kervu Lavoi. Because the Geula is coming. So you see, Vashas, when the Geula is going to come, that is when there's going to be plenty of Birchas Hashanim. Therefore, it passes to say, Kibbutz Galios after Birchas Hashanim. The Kibbutz is Kaps Galios. Once we had all the Galios together, we have to now clean out the Eden from all Rasham. Nasadim Birasham. Shnema Vashiva Yodi Alayach Ve'etzrev Kibar Sigayach. I'm going to clean you out like cleaning out precious metals. Vechsiv. Vashiva Shavtayach Kibar Yishayna. When Mashiach comes, Shiva Shavtayach Kirishayim, so that's the bracha of Hashiva Shavtayinu. Kim Shinaz Dim Rasham, once we did Dim Rasham, Kolu Apoishim Kailo Zaydim Imahim. The Rasham and the Zaydim who are the Apikarsim, and the people who don't believe in Taurus Moshe, they are also gonna get rid of them. But Shinem, it says in the Pasuk, Vesheva Apoishim Mechatom Yachtov Yuchlu. The Kivin Shkola Apoishim, once you get rid of all the Rishah, Mr. Rememes Karen Tzadikim, we will pick up the horn, which means the covenant of Tzadikim, the Chsiv, Vechol Karni Rishah Magadeh, when I cut off the horns of the Rishah, to Rememna Karni Tzadik. I'm going to pick up the Karen of the Tzadik. And that's Al Tzadikim. The Koilik, why do you put Geri at Tzadik in there? What are Geri doing there with the Tzadikim? Megoilik Geri at Tzadikim at Tzadikim, Shnabar, it says in the Pasuk, Beiseva Tokim Vedarat Bnei Zokim, which Adarshan means the Talmud Chokim, Zokim is Zeshakon Chokim. The Somachlei, Vichyog, the next Pasuk is Vichyog Itchem Ger. So therefore you see Ger, Shaykh is Tzadikim. So that's what the Al Tzadikim ready. Vehechem is Remembers Karnam, where is their honor going to be picked up of Tzadikim? Vishlaim, Vishlaim, Shnema, Shalu, Shloim, 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 Avoyach. The ones who are going to be relaxing and having shalva in Yerushalayim is the Oya Avoyech, the people who love it, the tzaddikim. The kibush nivus Yerushalayim. Once Yerushalayim is built, Bo David, the Mashiach comes. Shneva, Achar. The pasuk says, Achar Yeshuvu Bnei Yisrael. After Bnei Yisrael returns, ubikshuas Hashem lekayem ves David malkom, and they ask for David and they get David a melech which is Mashiach. The kibush Bo David, Bo Tefila. Then comes Tefila. Shneva. That's Rav Shemaya Tvila. You come back to Yerushalayim with David. The pasuk says, once you come back, then you get Tvila. After Tvila comes Avodah. Kibbutz Shabbos Tvila Avodah. Once you have Avodah, Bas Tvila. Shnema Zeveach Tvila Yichab Deneni, which means, which Rashi says, after Zvicha comes Haida, after Shechtin comes Haida, after Avaida comes Haida. So that's Moedim. Umaro Loimar Birchas Kahanim Acha Haida. Why do you say the bracha of Birchas Kahanim after Haida? The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Vayisa Aaron is Yodav Elaom, Vayivarachim, Vayerid Maaser Zachatas Va'ilo, Vashlomim. So you see, Birchas Kahanim Shaychas Ta'avaida, but in Mekoyim Dem Avaida, it's for Avaida, because in the Pasuk it says Birchas Kahanim for Avaida. So the Gemara, no. Lo Yisagadai, the Chsiv, Vahime Asois HaChatas. It means after they did the Chatas. Miksiv La Asois, he didn't go do it now. Me Asois. He came down after, he did it before the Birchas Kahanim. Me Asois Chsiv. Valeim Ra'ach Avaida. So say it right after Avaida, like it says, Vahis Da'aron Es Yodov, right after Avaida. So say it right before Moedim, say Birchas Kahanim. It says, that right after Zvicha, after Avoida comes Toida, nothing in between. Maicha, Smoicha, Hai, Smoicha, Hai. The Pasuk by Aaron says he did it right after Avoida. So Mestavra, Avoida, Vaida, Chadahi. Avoida and Aida is one thing. Like Rashi says, Af Haida, Avoida, Shamakim. Haida is a form of Avoida. It's like doing Avoida with Mikdash. That's what Haida is. Avoida, Chamilsi. Umar, Olem, Sim Shalom, Acha, Birchas Kahan. And why is it Simshal not Birchas Kahan? And the Chsiv, V'somu Shmi Abnei Yisrael Abnei Rechem. Hashem says, you Kahan, you bench the Eden, I'll bench you. And Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Shnema, Hashem Yivarech Hasam Yisrael, Bashalom. It says that Hashem's Baruch Hu Shalom, therefore Shalom comes after Birchas Kahan. So Baruch Hashem, we went through the whole order of Shemayna Esrei, all 19 Baruchas, and it ends with Hashem Yivarech Hasam Yisrael, Bashalom.